Chavrusa last night. We are. It's just two of us. We are on page. Miram Ralph. Page 99. We're up to a nice starting point, Happy Chorus, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines up from the end of the narrow lines. Nine lines up from the end of the narrow lines. You see that last one of the lines, Happy Chorus?
Yep.
Happy Chorus, what is Rabbi Yochanan and Happy Chorus? Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar had a machlokas. Chadamar once said, Kehain Domar, it's like a guy who says, I ain't Safra, these scribes, he says in a derogatory way, and it's so fair, is either it's not clear, either Sofer is like a scribe, or I ain't Safra is this book, right? In other words, he says in a cynical, derogatory way. The Charan Amar, and the other one said, this is in the Bible as well, Kehain Dar Amar, like a guy that says, Elain Rabbanan, these rabbis, in other words, these stinkers, they don't know what they're doing. So that's not because of somebody who degrades the Sforim or the Sofrim or the rabbis. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shmuel Baram Nachman, Charan Amar once said that this is like, an Apikores is like a Kippah Shel Rabbanim. He's like a somebody who denigrates something in the Torah. One of the rabbis is like a mound full of stones, or literally a dome full of stones. Came in Yisroa Achas Man. Once one of them is weakened, Yisroa Kulan, all of them are weakened. So in other words, it's a chain reaction. If he degrades even one of the rabbis, one of the words of the Torah, so then the whole building falls apart. The Charan Amar, the other said, L'bay Shemoli Teven, it's like a house full of straw. Apagav that marvelim, you know, even though you take out all the straw, hein motzei, the gave, you find it inside, humarakoslaya, it already stuck to and ruined the wall somehow. So therefore, in other words, you can never cleanse yourself of this ruinous effect, which the mockery and scoffery cause you. Rav Amar, speaking about Apikorsim, Rav said, Korach Osher Godol Hoya. Korach was very rich. He made a mockery of Moshe Rabbeinu, obviously, right? How did he become rich? First of all, Tisbron Shapar Nigolo Be Migdol Venyam. We found the treasury of Parah between Migdol and Yam. Rav Amar, Rav said, Korach Apikorsi Hoya. He was an Apikoris. So he mocked the Torah and mocked the rabbis. So what he do? Amad v'asa tal shkul tcheles. He made a talus, which is completely made of tcheles. It's a famous medrash. Ask Rabbi Moshe, came to Moshe Rabbeinu. He said, Moshe Rabbeinu, tal shkul tcheles, mach techeves of talus. Tzitzis. If you have a talus, which is completely comprised of blue wool, is it liable for tzitzis? Amlo chayeves. He said it's liable. The chesivit says, gedulin ta'asel l'chol, you must make tzitzis on your four-corner garment. Then he asked the Bai Shumoli, it's farm house, which is full of books. Mao Shei M'chai M'zuzah, is it liable to mezuzah? Amlo chayev. He said yes. Chayev mezuzah. The chesivit says, l'chsav ta'am mezuzah b'isach v'gomer. Says you put it on the doorways of your house. Now those two in the Babli, I think, I don't remember that the next one is in the Babli. Amalus, they said, by Harris Kigris Mau. What's a locha of a negatzaras the size of a gris, the size of a legume? Amalus, they said, Tommy. Parah Bakula, then Kar continued to ask him, what if the taras extended to an individual's entire bias? Entire body. Amalus said, Tor, at that point you come Tor, because the Lachim says, Sarah spreads through your entire body, you come Tor. Boser Shomar, at that time he said, he scoffed at all these three Lachas. So he said, if the Tzitzis, one stream of Tchelos exempts, it's certainly told Talos is made of Tchelos, that should be enough. And the Mezuzah, which is two partials, is what exempts the house, certainly if the house is full of spine, that should be enough. And if by Harris is Tame, the size of a legume, certainly if it's much larger, it should be Tame as well. Okay? So he's got all these halachos. So Bose Shama Korach at that time said, the Torah said, Ain Torah me to Shemai, the Torah is not from the heavens. Lo Moshe Novi, Moses is not a prophet. Lo Aaron going, Aaron is not a valid going. Bose Shama Moshe, at that time Moshe said, Ribbono Kol Olam, mass of all the worlds. In Nivra Laaretz Pemishesh Rishesh Parashas, if the world has a mouth from the 6 days of creation, Hare Mutav, that's good, and let it swallow them up. And if not, Nivra Laachshav, she should create now for the mouth. As it says, Bring Briyo Yivra Hashem.
There must be a source
from
the Medrash that says that the mouth of the earth was created prior to Shesh's Day Braces. Kind of like
not prior. And there's Ben Ashmoshes, I think, Erev Shabbos. I think so. It's Pirkei Avos. V'im Briya, if it's created, fine. If not, Yivra Hashem. Amar Shemelot said, Shlosha Kofru Ben Vuason Mifane Punraya. The three people who denied their Nevuah in order to sweep out the house. Now, that means that they don't really deny the Nevuah, but they put their Nevuah on at a test. Ve'eluin, and these are they, Moshe and Eliyahu and Micha. Moshe said, Ikimos kol adam yusun ela, if like all people, these individuals of Adas Korach should die, then Hashem did not send me. Eliyahu said, Aneni Hashem Aneni. Respond to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, respond to me. V'yedu amazeh, and this nation should know that you are God, v'im lav, and if not, you've turned the heart against me, meaning they won't. I will no longer be credible as a Navi. Micho Amar, the prophet Micho said, "Im shofto shub shalom lo diber abed shembi." This is actually not the prophet Micho from Treasor, but Micho earlier in Tanakh. He said, "If you go back, get back to your house peacefully, then Hashem did not speak to me." It's talking about one of the people from the Northern Kingdom. It says that Korach and everything that they possessed went down alive to the grave. Everything that means even their names, wherever the names were written to a document, if their names flew off the document and fell down into the hole in the earth. It's an amazing concept, right? Amrei, it's like Yimach Shmo V'Zichro, literally, right? To eradicate the name. Amrei, it's V'Chinina said, Apilu Machat, so it's a Shula B'Yad Yisrom Yodam, even a needle, which a regular Jew had borrowed from them, Afi Nivloi Mon was also swallowed with them in the ground. So see if it says, V'Yer Duhem Chosher M'Chaim Shol, they went down with everything they possessed alive to the grave. Ominis Ba'olim, L'maisa, they have Olam Haba. They get to Olam Haba because somebody davened for them. Even though, it says Napikorsim is a portion to worlds to come, Korach is not enumerated from those Napikorsim. So how do you get to Olam Haba? Who davened for them? So says the Gemara, who davened for them, of course. Moshe davened for them. When he said, Yechi Ruvain Vayamos, and Korach was. Korach was not Shevet Levi, but the people, most of his group were. Korach was Shevet Levi, but most of the group was from Reuven. So therefore, that alludes to the group of Korach, the Adas Korach. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, they should live and not die. Shua ben Levi Amar Chana Nisparu Aleihem. She davened for them. Daiter Rabbi Shua ben Levi. The opinion of Rabbi Shimon Levi is known for us from elsewhere. Rabbi Yosef said, the group of Korach would go down and come up, and until finally Chana stood up and davened for them. She said, Hashem smites down dead and brings back life. Mauricio puts down people down to the grave and brings them back up again. That refers to Korach's group. Now, the next people have no chelik on Bar Akiva Omer, Avakor B'Sfarim Chitzonim, even people read external works. Now this is amazing Yerushalmi, and the Amud Yerushalayim is very unsatisfied with this Yerushalmi, so it actually turns the Girsa upside down. So you shall see this Girsa is...
Because of the next thing. Sefer Ben-Sir is quoted in the Bible.
Well, what can I tell you? But this is good for Rabban and Lichtenstein, as you shall see, the way the Gemara reads in front of us. So he says, Sforin Chitzonim are what? Gosifre ben Sirvsir ben Lana are the apocrypha books of Tanakh. Those should not be studied, and somebody studies them, he has no Olam Haba. I will see for Homerus, but the books of Homer, and any other books, literature, which is written subsequently, reading them is like reading a letter, and therefore it's not a problem. You don't get punished nor rewarded for them. It's a dvar rishus. It's an optional activity. So obviously, the way it reads here, this gives an opening for people like English literature and such like to enjoy and indulge, right? If you turn around the way that Amud Yerushalayim does, then it lets you indulge in the Apocrypha, but it won't let you read Jane Austen. Okay? So, what? The Bavli says that the Bavli does classify Svarim Chachamim, I think, also as Ben Sira,
right.
If I recall correctly. Just the Bavli draws that distinction between learning them constantly or looking at them occasionally. Okay? My time. But Yaitse Me'ema, what post teaches this? Yaitse Me'ema B'ni is a hair? Ligayon Nitnu. It's talking about the other books other than such as Homer and such stuff. It says so spring Marbe and Kates, it says be careful of all the other books. They were given to look at in to dabble in Ligiolonidu. They're not given to spend time. Okay? So other books other than Jewish books one can read, but not make them a prime pursuit. Okay? And again, Amud Yerushalayim, in a very long piece, wants to turn around the bottom of the next few pages. Okay? Says Amore, Divrei Chachamim Kedarbonos. The words of Chachamim literally are Kedarbonos is like prods or spurs. Amar Rabbi Chunan Chinah said he dodges the word Kedarbonos, however, Kikadur Naos, like a beautiful Kedrono, like a beautiful pearl. Tamakai Lisa Dira, there's a place that they call Pearls Diras. Dabrachan interpretation, Kikadur Bonos, Kikadur Azebin Bonos, like the ball with which girls play Machanaim. It's Kadur Bonos, the girl's ball. How so? Ma Kadur Azebin Koletis Miad Biad, this ball they throw from hand to hand, Vesopanoch Biad Acher, and it goes eventually to somebody else's hand. So the Torah goes from hand to hand. Moshe got it from Sinai, Mitzrayim, to Yeshua, and gave to Yeshua, Yeshua's king, Yeshua the elders, Skin the Vim, the elders to the prophets, and the prophets gave it to the men in the great assembly. No interpretation. Kedarbonos. What is Kedarbonos? Why is it plural, like spurs? Shol Shemus Yeshua. The spur or prod is three names. Mardea, Darbein, Umilameid, Mamad. Mardea, it's called Mardea Shumoradea. It teaches knowledge. So too, Torah teaches knowledge. The Mardea teaches knowledge in Moradea is contracted as Mardea. It teaches account knowledge. So too, Torah teaches individual knowledge. Darbein, that's a contraction. Shumashra Bina, it is Dar, it causes there to dwell understanding in the cow. Bapara. So to Torah causes understanding an individual. So that's and also Mamad, it's called Mamad Shumulamid Saparakrosh, it causes the cow to understand it must plow. In order to give life force to its owner, so too the Torah teaches us it to be engaged in order to give us life force. Khanina said, in the Paraso Sadam Darbain, if a person makes a prod for his Yetzirah to overcome it, if his cow person makes a prod, the Yetzirah for his evil inclination, which removes him from this world and the world to come, how much more is needed prod for that, and that is the Torah. Okay? Then it says that the Torah is like Masmir Satuim, like planted nails. Says Mar, what does it mean, planted nails? Lama Lamar Masmir Kivuim should say like fixed nails, or Kilonas Satuim, like planted trees. It's mixing metaphors to say planted nails. So it says Mar, Bachulem Birulem. They chose what metaphor, actually it's the Tanakh, which chose the metaphor. Bira Barzel, they chose metal because it's strong. V'shibcho Hamatashil Metil, and they praised it as if it was planted by an individual like a tree. So therefore they chose something hard like metal and planted it like a tree. Okay, so that's why the mixed metaphors. Dovach, another interpretation of Kumasir Saturn, like planted nails. Mamasmirazeh, just like this nail, at Kovo. When you embed in place, Abishal Sheish Chozem and Noklam in Komo. Even though somebody takes it back, after you take it out of the wall, Mimkomo Nikar, the place where it was, is recognizable. Kach, so too. Call me Shapashu Yudayim Harabim Bo, anybody who was excommunicated by the masters, Alpha Pishakhozer Kibbo, so even though they took him back, with the Truva, nevertheless, it makes a permanent impression. So, they eventually will get a punishment for through them. I don't know if it's Bidei Odom, Bidei Shemayim, but it made its mark, and it has a negative impact on the rest of the person's life. Dovach, another interpretation, what I say is to him, like planted masmeros, planted trees, mishmoros, kosuf. It says mishmoros with a sin, not with masmeros with a samech. Ma, it should be mishmoros, just like the 24 watches of Kanye the base of Mikdash. Afa masmeros, so to the nails with trimbetos are 24. What are the nails of trimbetos? What are the 24 nails? The books of Tanakh, the 24 books in Tanakh. Okay, those are the nails which hold us in place. Kamas Remyubo. Now this is more pragmatic. We'll tell you about Hilchos Shabbos. Those on Shabbos, person not allowed to wear a studded sandal because once many people were killed on Shabbos by studded sandals, right? So how many sandals, stud, are you allowed in your sandal? What's the maximum? Rabbi Yochanan Chamishah, five. Kneged Chamishah Chumshei Torah. Because five, it's interesting. Five, what are they, what did I just call them? Studs? What? Five studs in your sandal are symbolic, because they correspond to the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. So more than that you can't have, but five you can have. Achinamar Shiva. You can have seven studs, because it says, Zuchiyamecha Davecha. Your old age will flow like your days. So, Kiyamecha is like your days, like 7 days. So up to 7 days is significant. Darashabiyavashir Chanina Tisha. He said nine. Rabbi Yonosin Achadasar, Alzeh, Shloshon Sarazeh. Rabbi put, you put what? 11 on one and 13 on the other. Mina Mishmaros, the Torah goes to make up 24, the 24 Mishmaros. But you do 11 and 13 to remind himself more about this Remez that has to do with Mishmaros. I know exactly how to remind him, but some of that remind him. Rabbi Yitzchini Omar. Rabbi Yitzchini said a kalbas, which is a staple, Eino Lechachmar, say that's cut, it's one of the nails. Because the staple is bent over, it doesn't stick out, it doesn't protrude. Rabbi Baz after Boy Kumra Kami Rabbi Zira. Yes, Maulita and Kulan Amina Lechod. You have a quote of 24, kid, put them all in one shoe. On the way he said, Shari Smirisable. My thing Kula Gabi Sandal, what about his sandals? That's the same as the shoe. On the way Shari said it's okay as well. Tyler. Hey Magardim Misandalim, one cannot scratch the dirt off a sandal or a minolim or shoe, a yeshonim, which are old on Shabbos, because that's actually going to rework the leather. I will saw him, we'll anoint them with oils, although we're not going to pass them like this. And you can rinse them. Okay? Rabbi Chris Hashem, Rabbi Yochanan, Tamuri, the Rabbi Chia Rabba, Rabbi Chis, Chris, and Rabbi Yochanan. The students, Rabbi Chia, the great Omri, they used to say, Rishonim, Omri, Magardim. Then the previous generations, they would say, you can rub your sandals down. The next generation said, Ein Megardin, that you can't rub them down. Shalom Rebbe, they asked Rabbi Yonasi what to do. Armalone, so he said, Taka, Ein Megardin, you can't rub them down. Armalazir said, Ha'azila Chadami Tamudi Rabbi Chia Rabba. He said, this puts one of the students, Rabbi Chia Rabba, in his place. Because if you would have soon been Rabbi Chia Rabba and the students made this there, this is after Rebbe. We see Rebbe was already discussing the matter earlier, so it must be earlier, and the Moray must go back to the period of Tanoi. Says Gemara, Amr Chia Barashi. Chia Barashi said, Nagina bin Yasfin Kamiro Kurav, you sit in front of Rav, Vimashimashkin, Masigin, we used to anoint with oils, and we used to, I forgot what Masigin means,
wash.
We used to wash. We used to wash the sandals with water. We used to use oil, water on the sandals or on the shoes. But we wouldn't rub them or scratch them. Tani, we learned Lei Bashadami Nanim Sadani Chadosh. Remember, it's now wear new shoes or new sandals on Shabbos, and the Kinhilach Mibon by Miriam, unless you wore them for some time before Shabbos began. Kami Ebi Luchan, how long? Bnei Bais of the Bar Kaporman, I guess it's the wife of Bar Kaporah, said, Mean the base rabbi, the Bar Kaporah, have base rabbi, Rabbi Yoshi. Amount of time it takes to walk from the base Medrash Kapora to the base Medrash Rabbi Yoshua, that's the time it takes to break in the new pair of sandals. Tziporoya, Mimikni Miklisha Bavloi, they said from the base Knesset or the Babylonians, Adarta the Rebbe, to the place where actually Rabbi Chaniya Bar Chaim, the place where Chinalu Bar Chaim lived, that was the measure. Tziporoya, the ones who lived in Feria said, Min Sidra Rabbi, the amount of time it takes to walk from the great Shul, the big group is marriage. Archon will say Rabbi Yeshua to Rabbi Yeshua's store. So, this is all the amount of time as he worn for Shabbos in order to wear it on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Tani, we learned to the Braisa. Lo Yasuch Adam min Olim v'sadoni chadoshim. A person should not anoint even with oils, even though the Bryce before said you can, now we're saying you can. You can't anoint with oils your new shoes and new sandals. Lo yasu chadam es raglo, a person should not even anoint his foot. V'uso chamino, which is already inside the shoe. V'es raglo v'uso chadam, already inside the sandal. However, what you can do is, sachas raglo, you can anoint your foot. V'noso v'uso chamino, and put it inside the shoe, as miraglo, this newly shod foot. Venosa tells sandal, put into a sandal. And
then. Into a shoe and not into a sandal?
No, either or. So by definition, this anoints the shoe or the sandal because you have oil on your foot. So that's doing the anointing. So it's backhanded, but that's okay. And it's not going to be actually working over. Okay? It says more further. Sachadam shemen, also person can use oil. But another shinui, misagol gabi k'tiblaya chadosho, and put the oil not on himself, but on 1 second. I'm not sure exactly where the oil is going on first, but you can roll in oil on top of a marble slab. Yeah, put it on itself. Oh, there it says explicitly. Okay. So it says more. Again, Saudam Shemen upon oneself, Misago Gabi Kadabliya Chadosha, and he can roll around on a new tablet of, he puts the oil on himself, and then he rolls around on a new piece of leather, which works the leather, but it's indirect, so therefore it's okay. Okay? There shouldn't put it on a marble piece pillar. We shouldn't put it on a marble pillar. We should have to roll it in himself. Shingamliel says it's okay. Because you're not putting it on yourself, you're putting it on the marble. It was not clear. Now I'm a little bit lost. Let me go back a couple lines. Let me go back to the asterisk. A person cannot cannot anoint new shoes and sandals. Leisucha demas ragul, a person cannot anoint his foot. Uso the sandal, what's in the sandal. Have a sachas ragul, he can anoint his foot. His nose is sochem, he'll put inside the shoe. As ragul, anoint his foot, nose to a sandal, put into the sandal. Sagadam shemi sagal gabiktayo kabaya, a person can put oil on himself and then roll on top of a leather spread, even though it's new and hasn't been working. If in a kosher, she's not doing it directly, so it's okay. Similarly, Leinena gabiktayo shoshai shisagal aleo, you cannot put the, however, it's not similarly, we draw the line. You can't put he can't himself lie down on a marble tablet in order to roll in oil. In other words, he can put it on himself and then roll in the leather. Or he can't put it on himself and then roll on the marble, because then it looks obvious that he's trying to pamper himself somehow and work himself over, which is similar to be ma'abed. I'm not sure. Anyway, Shingon Leo Matir, Shingon Leo says it's okay. Dover Achon, another interpretation, Masmeros the twin. It says, like planted, nails. Bishrashi Vetor Yotzi V Balenka Tiknon, when the Vetor come out of their possessors in the proper way, Heina Raven Lushomayim, they are pleasant, those who hold, to hear them. Says it comes Masmeros the twin, but the stress here is on the twin. They're pleasant like trees. They come out a mumbo jumbo. Hey, morim l'shomayim, they're bitter for those here than kamasmeres, as if they are taka bed of nails. Okay. Then the pasuk goes on to say the chomer bale asufos. They gather together in asufos el san the Sanhedrin. Asufos means that they're collected together in the Sanhedrin. Kamatayim, like it says, esli ishim ishim ziknei so gather 70 elders of Israel. Another interpretation, Balei Asefos, they're masters of Asefos, meaning they can say things in large gatherings. Amr Shimon Lager, Shimon Lager said, it should say B'tchila initially. People tell me that there are historic genealogies in Bavel, and I would bring them from there. Because obviously in his early career, he was very strong, very powerful, he was coming fresh or being abandoned, so you can go and get everything out of Bavel. However, in Wisconsin and Korabusainu, if everybody tries to go to Bavel to get back their Yichus, they cannot do so because we're no longer strong as we once were. So it's interesting, the Shaitan itself brings down, in the time of Herod, he burnt all the Sifrei Yuchsin which are in Yerushalayim. All the books of genealogy which are in Yerushalayim, he burnt them. Josephus brings this down. And the reason why he burnt them is because he didn't want people saying, you know, we're from a distinguished family. And Herod himself, of course, is a family of slaves, right. So they were all burnt. So, but there were Sifrei Yuchsin, of course, left in Bavel. So that's already, Rishoy said, if I was able to do so, I would go get the Sifrei Yuchsin in Bavel, so know precisely who has proper Yuchsin and who doesn't have proper Yuchsin. Okay? So, Ninu Moro Echor. They're all given by one shepherd, all Torah. Amar Koshbro said, Yishamat Adar Pikotan Biskotan, Yisrael, even if you heard a Dvar Torah from a minor child who is Yisrael, v'anayecha, but it gave you pleasure, lo yeh b'necha k'sham b'kod, and shouldn't you yourself as hearing that from a young child, k'shaman p'kod, but as if you heard from an adult. And not just lo k'shamo m'p'kod, as if you heard from an adult, elo k'sham p'chocham, as if you heard it from a sage. V'lo k'sham p'chocham, not just as if you heard it from a sage, El Kishon Pinavi, as you heard from a prophet. El Kishon Pinavi, not they heard from a prophet even. El Kishon Pinroe, that they heard from the shepherd. Vein Roe Ella Moshe. The shepherd is only Moshe, right? Moshe is called, Kamatemat. So it says, by his Korean Me'olami, remember the days of yore. Moshe Mo, Moshe with them. I am Alomi Miyam, where is he who took them up from the sea? As Roet so to Tsono who shepherded his flock, I asomi kibos ruach kodesh. Where is the person who puts him himself the Holy Spirit? Lo kishamo mi pi aru mi pi Roet el kishamo pi akvura. He didn't hear Moshe didn't hear it indirectly like the shepherd, but rather heard it directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nidim or Echad, they were given by one, Nidim or Roa actually Echad. They're given by one shepherd. We darsh, and it means, Vein Echad, El HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Echad is only Hashem. So therefore, in this pasuk where it says "Nidum Meirua Echad," I saw it in middle sentence. That was the problem. But local shomay piro, it's not as if they heard from the shepherd only. Gashopiak words is there from Hashem himself. It says, Nitu Meiro, they're given by the shepherd by Echad, but Kama Echad came from the one as well. Mein Echad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Echad, the one, first to Hashem. Come on, the same, like you say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So we see that Echad, that if you hear somebody, it's something from somebody, even though he's a small fry, nevertheless you should attribute it as if you heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Okay? Says my balik hashamach, somebody who says mumbo jumbo over wound, he loses a portion of the world to come. What does he say? Varmi says kol machlos hashem v'ayim mitzrayim lo amar alecha elosim alecha ani hashem fecha. All the affliction I brought Egypt will bring upon you because I am God your healer. Rav amar, Rav said the only time you're alive with death penalty for this is v'ad broke is if you speak what you say. Rishum Levi amar, Rishum Levi said afilu amar negatzras kitiyeh bo'am, if you're spitting. Even if you imagine a pasuk has no shame Hashem, like neged tzaras kiyasi ebu ba'odam, like tzaras afflicts a person for roking, and you spit when you said that in chelko amabo, the spit while saying pasuk is a very bad thing. Okay? Says my Rabbi Sholomar, af hoget Hashem b'osyoser, he says, people express God's name literally by the UK Bobke acronym also are punished. Neged tzaras kiyasi ebu ba'odam, and that it's talking about, he's going to get tzaras for okay and for spitting. Even Elo Chelko Lasi Lovei has no portion of the world to come. So obviously, very serious sins have carried over. Abba Shlomo Meir Shlomo says, "Avay Gus Hashem Losiosusam." You express the name by its proper letters. Rab Manah, Rab said, Manah said, "Kegon Ilin Kutoy." It's like the Samaritans, the Mishtabin who take oaths. Rabbi Yaakov Rachman Nichta Biyudhei V'Nikra Ba'avdal. Even though the reading UK has read Avdal, so therefore it's not even considered to be an oath of Hashem Hashem according to him. Now, next Mishnah. Shloshim Melachim Arba'a, the oath of three commoners and four queens. The other way. Three queens and four commoners. En L'chol Kambah, there's no portion of the world to come. Shloshim Melachim, who are the three kings. Achav, Yerava, Menashe, they have no portion of the world to come. If you don't marry, it says Menashe is a little gone, but he doesn't have a portion of the world to come. Shema says, Vayispelel, I love, Yidavit to Hashem, Vayetel Hashem, listen to him, Vayishmat Filosoi, he listened to his prayer, Vayishivun returned to Yushalayim, also to his kingship. Our Mulosidah said, you know what, Lamach's issue, when he returned to his kingship, but he, Loishvil Chaylo Abba, he does not return to the world to come. Says the Gemara, Abba Adiotus with the four commoners, Lost the Chaylacholam Abba, Bilam Doeg Achitoifon Gechazi. The Kulam and all them, Chitrove, they claim up with new idea for an Avera. The Chimas are your Ravam. What do your Ravam do? Now the question is more not just what he did, because you open up Tanakh and see what he did, but the question is why all over the description of the Malchei Yisrael it says that they did like Yerovam, they didn't do Yerovam, they weren't as bad as Yerovam, they were better than Yerovam. Why is comparison always made between the other kings of Israel and Yerovam? That's really the question. So it says Al Sha'asa Shnei Eglezov. So Yerovam was particularly heinous because he made two golden calves in the northern kingdom. Says Mar, so what's the big deal about that? For Kama Agolim also you saw they made several egalizov. And Tani, look at this, Rabbi Shimon and Chai says, Shlosha Asar Agolim also saw in the midbar they made 13 golden calves. You thought there was only one? No, there were 13. 12 each of the Shvatim and one general golden calf. So Tanya Shimon Chai says again, Shlosha Asar Golim Osi. So Yom Yisrael did 13 of the calves, but Echad, one of them was Dimusa, was the publicity Lekula. It was the Chumash Chapter Ryan, I guess the bigger one, the most central one, then described its story, not the story of the others. Okay? Umata, you know this, but that there was more than one Pesach. Says Vayom Elah, Yisrael, these are your gods, Israel. Arei, so that's plural, right? Elah Elohecha is plural. So that's case Arei Lishnemasar Shvatim. That teaches us that there are 12 tribes linked together. Zelecha is another pasuk which is in Nehemiah, where it says that they made when they left Egypt. They made an Egel Masecha, and they said Ze Elohecha, singular, not plural. Okay, so for this they deduced that. And by the way, Ze in Gematria, I think is actually the crucial point. I forgot almost to say it. Ze in Gematria is how much? 12. So Ze Elohecha refers to the fact that they made 12 calves besides the main calf. Okay. So they made 12 other calves. So obviously the one which they selected, that was to be an example for everybody else. Okay, v'chimasa Achav. So what did Achav do? Now the question is, what did Achav do so bad that in the Mishnah he's enumerated first as those who are Olam Haba, even before Yerubbaal? Yerubbaal is obviously the instigator of the Northern Kingdom. He should be the prime culprit. Yet he's only enumerated second in the parasha. Achav is enumerated first. So it says the Gemara, "Belovni na Yerubam tchila, shu ischil bekalkol tchila." He began. That's all. So it's a began. He will then continue. Now we let him continue. He began. So therefore, everything is new. You know, I skipped a line. I'm sorry, I skipped a couple of lines. Chimas Achav, the third line down. What did Achav do? Ksiv, it says, I'll tell you what he did. Vayihi anokel lechto b'chato Yerubam ben Nevat. It was very easy, literally, it means for him to follow him, this is Yerubam. And we expand that a bit further. We say about lo kulosov shel Achav. What Achav was makel in, heim b'chumrosov shel Yerubam, is what Yerubam was most machmir. In other words, Achav was a tremendous machmir when it came to Avodah Zarah. What he did, what by Yerubam was only a chumrah, by Achav was considered to be midas adin vis-a-vis Avodah Zarah. So, excuse me, so he went much more beyond Yerubam worshiping Avodah Zarah. So, so if that's the case, why is Yerubam mentioned first? He began to ruin things first. I don't know exactly what we're referring to. I guess referring to when he actually caused the ripping apart of the kingdom. So therefore, since he was the first bad guy, so to speak, in this situation, so therefore he's the archetype of bad guys. Okay? What would Achav do so bad? He would adorn himself every day. Different interpretations of how to read that name.
He would go before Chil
Asratu. What? He would go before Chil Asratu Latye. And the way the Shai Desol changed it, he changed it to Isser Til Delay. In other words, one of his counselors. Normally he would say, then he had a giant scale. He said, but come on, Atabi Omadein, how much do I weigh today? Vuamar Lay, Kemechay. And Chil would say to Achub, so and so much. Would give its weight to Avodah Zarah every day. Although Sefer Talmud says, Yanis Makachav, you were like Achav, you were sold to do the soul to do La Sosa Rabbe Ne Hashem. You were sold to do that which is negative in the eyes of God because of the influence of Menashe. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Levi, of Adora Shadein Karyo. So there is this interesting parallel in the Bavli, but not quite this Gemara. Rabbi Levi wanted to darshan these psukim. Ashata Yarkin Lignai. 6 months he darshan derogatorily. Where did he darshan? Rakloyakachov, Asher Yismachela, Sosa Rabbi Neoshem. One of the later spirits was not like Achav, who was sold over doing bad before Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Asa Gabe Balelio, that night, Ravash's dream complained. Ash came the dream and complained. He said, what did I do to you to sin, and what disgusting thing did I do to you? So why did you cause this to happen to me? Says the Gemara, Isle Rachel de Psika, Lesel Sofa. The beginning of this brayso, so I understand. Okay, it says here that the beginning pasuk speaks about Achav being sold to do Averis. Lesel Sofa, on the end of the pasuk, which says, I sure you stole Izevel Ishto, that Izevel, his wife, was the one who compelled him over to wasn't his. Problem was really, so to speak, his wife's problem. Anyway, what happened was, Achav came to Rabbi Levi in a dream, and he complained to Rabbi Levi that Levi was darshan psukim against him. He should be nice to him, and darshan psukim for him. So the next day, in fact, it says, about Dorash, the next day he got up, and Dorash says, Shiti Yarkin, he expounded the pasuk 6 months, Lishvach, in a positive way. Rakloya Kachov, Eshrei Siso, so Izevel Ishto, which that Achov was not so much his fault, but rather Izevel, his wife, was at fault. Okay? Ksiv, it says, B'yomav, in his days, the days of Achov, Bona Chiel Besaeli es Yericho Baviram, Chiel built Yericho Baviram Bechor Yisada, his Bechor Aviram died when he laid the foundation. With Skiel Scoop Tiro, when he sealed Lasea of Amiso, which belonged to Yehoshaphat, the southern king. And Yericho, which he built up, is from Binyamin, which is also by the southern kingdom. So how come this is blamed on Achav? This whole episode happened in the time of Achav. Wasn't it even Achav's fault? Says more of a famous line. El Shemagalvin Slusa de Zakai, Luchove de Chayav. Positive things happen via positive people, negative things happen via negative people. Okay? So, here too, the negative thing was that the killing of the tragedy of Yericho was linked to the bad person, to Achav. Okay? Says the Mara, Lechein Omitzotu, it says, Baviram Mechoro Yisada, with Aviram, his firstborn, he put up the foundation. Who's speaking again? Who's doing this? From somewhere to learn. But Lafisha Ratul Rabo says Mamonam, since they wanted to have a lot of money, so therefore they had a hungriness, an emptor, for even Sultan, they were gradually diminished. Kaim Hashem had to say, the field I would say, Kidvar Hashem, okay, so should the baby Abishua Benun fulfill the prophecy to Yoshua. The prophecy to Yoshua was that, what was the prophecy to Yoshua? Oh, the curse of Yericho that whoever rebuilds Yericho will be cursed. That's what was told to Yoshua after he fell Chil. Okay, see, it says, Vayom Eliyahu Tishbi, Eliyahu Tishbi Semitosh, the first white line. Eliyahu Tishbi Semitosh of Egilah, and he was from the residents of Gilar. He said, Elachim, he said, Elachim, Chai Hashem, Lokei Yisrael, by the God of Israel. Asher Amati Lufana, from before whom I stood. Im Yashonim Eila Talam Otter. If there will be in the following 3 years, as it was, Talam Otter, rain and Motor actually means rain as well. He'll put by less, I say so. The Chimayin Yon Zaitzel said, what does one thing have to do with, this have to do with Chiyo, going to visit Chiyo? So it says, Eliyahu said to Eliyahu, Hadein Chiyel, this guy Chiyel, Gava Rabu. He's a big man. Ezel Chamele Apin, go be Menachem Ovevayim. Armaleis, Lena Mazel. So Eliyahu said, I ain't going. Armaleis, Hashem said, Lama, why not? Armaleis, they said, Eliyahu said, no Mazel, I'm gonna go. Viyinun Armi Milin, the Machrisin Lach. And they're going to say things to you, upset you, Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Lenny Yochemiz won't be able to tolerate it. So better I should not go at all, nor not to hear blasphemy. Amar Lay, so Hashem said, don't worry. Be Norma in Mila de Machas Ali. If they say so, which could upset me. Amada Gazarno Chaim, you impose whatever penalty you want, and I'll fulfill that penalty for you. Oscar Ashkechuna Sikin Bain Kroya. So they found him involved in this pasuk. He found that Achav and Chiel were learning over this pasuk to understand why the Chiel's kids were killed because of Yericho. So it said there by Yeshava Yoshua basically Lamar, Yoshua promised that time to say, Arua Ishnif Ne Hashem, a curse of the prison before God, Asher Yakum will rise upon us here as those as Yericho, who will rise and build this city Yericho. Bivno Bechor is going to put up foundations with the death of his Bechor. And on the other end, Betziro, with the death of his youngest prodigy, Yatzid Lossay, is going to put up its doors. So Amar said, Brichu Chiel said, Brichu Lohon the Tzadikaya, blessed is the God of the Tzadikim. The Mekai and Mila the Tzadikaya, he's the saints of the Tzadikim, and that's why his kids died. Baba Tam and Achav. Achav was there at the time. Amar lo Achav. So Achav said to Yehoshaphat and to Elio. He said, V'chi mi gadol mimi. Who's greater? Moshe or Yoshua? Who's greater? Moshe or Yoshua? Amar lo. So he said, Moshe. That was a trick question. They answered innocently enough. They said, Moshe. Amar lo. So he said, Achav said back to them, to Yehoshaphat and to Ha! He said, but Tarasu Shemoshe Ksiv Moshe's Torah, it says, Yishamru Lachem Beniftel Vavchem. Be careful lest your heart deviate. Vesartem Avatem Elohim Achim. You're going to go worship other gods. Vishtachavisam Lahem. And you're going to bow down to them. Maxi Basse, what it say subsequently that if you do that, Vechoroaf Hashem Bochem, Hashem's going to get angry at you. But Tarasu Shemoshe is going to stop up the heavens. Lo Yemotar! And there won't be any rain. So he says, listen, Chiel, you're upset, you're worried about your Yoshua's curse. You think Yoshua's curse has had any effect upon you? I've been flouting Moshe Rabbeinu's curse for years, and nothing's ever happened to me, right? I worship every Avodah Zarah in the world. Did I ever get the second part of Shema? Is that me? No. So it can't be that I should through Yoshua, which is a lower level, you got zapped over Yericho. So he's trying to retort, right, to Achiel's feeling of justice. Okay? So he says, Ani loy nachti avadazor, v'loy nachti avadazor ba'om shlovati yosor. I didn't, there's no avadazor which in the world which I forsook and didn't worship it. V'chol tava v'nachman, the isba amo atum b'dari. And anything which is good and precious in this world, I have in my dwelling place. Billy the Moshe Lakam, Billy the Yoshua of Mekim. That which Moshe said didn't come to pass, that which Yoshua said come to pass. Elio said, I'll show you. Incorrect. It's like your words, Chay Hashem Lokeso by the God, life of God, God, the Lord of Israel, Asher Mati Lufanab, before whom I stood in Yahshem, Tao Matakin Lufanabi, there will be no way except if I say so. Came at Yeshama came, once Achav heard this, he skibboche. Now he became a coward. Because he saw that Elio is going to bring this actually upon him, that there won't be any rain these next 3 years. Is that what it says? When Achav heard these words, he ripped his clothing, he put sackcloth on his flesh, he fasted, lay down his sackcloth, and he would go slowly. How long did he fast? Remember, this is Achav. He's a hedonist. How long did he actually fast? So it says, well, he didn't fast a whole day. It wasn't a whole day fast. Fasted 3 hours. Okay? He was accustomed to eating at 3 hours in a day. Achav b'shesh. He ate 6 hours a day. His customer ate 6 hours a day. Achav b'tesh. He ate 9 hours a day. V'yelechat. He went slow. Mao at what a slow Rav Shmuel Levi Omer Shmuel Malalech Yochefi was going barefoot. Ksivit says Vayidvar Hashem Elio Atish Bileimor. The word of God went to Elio to say Harisa Kinichna Achav Achol Fanai. I'm impressed. Achol, did you see that Achol submitted himself before me, bowed down to me? Or Makadosh Baruch Elio, Makadosh Baruch to tell you Reimon Atoyv Asher Sadi Beolami. Look what a good measure I gave into the world. Adam Chaytel Fanai, a person sits in front of me. Voice of Chuvan, those Chuvan, Ivan, Imakablo, I accept him. Although, see what that says, Harisakin, Echna, Achav, Milfanai. See, Achav subjugated himself before me. Chomis, Achav, Yoy, Yova, Chuva. So look that Achav did Chuva, Yankin, Nichna, Achav, and because of that, Achav did Chuva, he didn't get to all of my boy himself. Yanki Nichna Achav before I said he was subjugated himself before me. Love your Rabbi, may but no. I love your Rabbi. Your mother won't be being evil during his days. Be may but no of your Rabbi based on only the days of his son, will I bring evil on his household? All right, so that was Achav. Chimaso Achos. Now Achos is not the way to Mishnah. Was one of those who have no chayik olam haba. But yesterday we said he really shouldn't have gotten Olam Haba because of big Russia. But his father was a Tzaddik Yosam and his son was a Tzaddik Chizkiyahu. So being sandwiched between two Tzaddikim, they kind of squeezed him up and got him to Olam Haba. But really he should have lost his Olam Haba. So why should he lose Olam Haba? What did he do which is so bad? He built himself a throne in Azara. Now the Korban Eder brings down, he says, kings from the house of David are allowed to sit down in the Azorah. So what's the big deal? So he brings down from the Ushami, Psalm said the Ushami doesn't hold that way. Ushami says they can dive in the Azorah, or maybe they can lean in the Azorah, but they can't actually sit down in the Azorah. So that was the sit to build that chair. The hall of the throne which he built in the base of Mikdash. Now, Korban Eidah and Pnei Moshe couldn't find this pasuk, and maybe it doesn't exist. But it could have been in some other apocryphal work, speaking of Ben Sira, and some of it made its way into the Gemara. Okay, they proposed other psukim. Right, Chuna B'Sher Rabbi Elazar said, Lomani Krosh Mo'achaz, why is it called Achaz? She'er Chaz Batei Knesios Batei Mizrashas, he seized the shuls and Batei Medrash to prevent learning. Lomai Lomaya Achaz Daimel, what was Achaz analogous to? Lomel Shul Abayin to King Wedison, Moshe Pedigogon, he gave it to this pedagogue. He wanted the pedagogue to kill him. Amar said, he said, I can't kill him. If I kill him, then Harani Mischai Misa, I'm liable for the death penalty. I'm not sure exactly why. El Harani Moshechas Miniktomi Menu Miatzma Humes. So too, what I'm going to do is deprive him of his nursemaid, and he's going to die. So that's the marshal. Over here, however, the Nimshal is Kachamar Achaz. Achaz said, Imein Gdoyim ain't Yoshim. If there are no young goats, there are no kids. Imein Yoshim, no kids. Ain Son, there's no flock. Imein Son, ain't Roe, there's no flock, there's no shepherd. Imein Roe, ain't Olam, there's no shepherd. There is no world, meaning Hashem won't conduct the world. Ain't olam ki biyachol, so to speak, there is no world, so then we're in charge. Kachi ochos savor, so to ochos was of the opinion, but daitlo might say, im ain't katayim, ain't gadoilim. If there are no younger ones, then older ones. Im ain't gadoilim, ain't gadoilim, if there are no wise ones, then no great men, then no sagacious men. Im ain't chachom, there aren't wise, sagacious men, ain't nevim, there aren't prophets. Im ain't nevim, if there's no prophets, ain't will question the original divine spirit. Emmanuel HaKadosh, if there's no divine spirit, ain't batei knesios, batei medrashos. But batei knes and batei medrash are worthless, because batei knes and batei medrash are only for the divine presence. Kivyoch enakosh borgum mashash chinas al Yisrael, supposed to speak of Am Yisrael's sins, it's as if he's removed himself from Am Yisrael. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbaye, b'shem Rabbi Yaakov, maisel min ado, he said, brought this idea from here, v'kitzi la Hashem, Chikisil Hashem, I'm going to wait for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hamastir Panav, who's hiding his countenance in Beis Yaakov from the house of Jacob, V'kivisilo. Okay, so that does, so there is a time when Hashem is not paying attention, so to speak. Says the Gemara, Ein l'cho shah, kasha ba'olam el shah, there is no worse time in the world than the time, Sh'amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, when Hashem said to Moshe, V'anochi astir astir panai, V'yom, I'm going to ignore what goes on to you. Milso Shoha, so at that time, the Chazal said, V'kivisi lo, I hope for him. Sh'amar lo, what does it mean? Sh'amar lo b'Sinai, they said it on Sinai, Kilo Shoham b'Bizaro, they were holding Hashem to promise that it wouldn't be forgotten for their children. Says the Gemara, Umat Mo'il, Yeshaya said to Ochos, oh, you know, I made a mistake. When it says in the line before, Melzushah v'kivisi lo, it's going on Yeshayo. It shows that after Achaz killed all the clothes of the Bati Medrash, he said, I hope to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sh'amar l'Sinai, he said, at Mount Sinai, Kol Shana B'Yisrael, Torah won't be forgotten from his children. So even though Achaz closed the schools, we'll do something about it. So Yeshayo Novi actually gathered his own small group of Talmidim to round them to teach them. Says the more Acha said to Yeshayahu, Mat Moil. What good is it going to do the small group of students that you have? So Yeshayahu retorted to him, Minei Anochi Ve'Adim Asher Nasani Hashem. This is here I am with the children which Hashem gave me. Says Mechi Elodavi, were they his children? Alo Talmidim Vayu. They were students. Elo Melamed Yehu Chavivin Alav Vayakros HaMenai. He found them precious and called them my sons. Okay. Says the Gemara that Yeshayahu was determined to bring Torah back. Now, but that was type of Achaz. What about Menashe? Chimas from Menashe. Ksiv, it says, by me, my uncle, Chizkio Lamus. Chizkio, his father, was childless. He was about to die. The Gomer, etc. Aki Mesa Tah, then Yeshayahu came and said, get ready. Mesa Tah, Velotuchia. You're going to die. You're not going to survive. Ki Mesa Tah, Velomazah, you're going to die in this world. Velotuchia, Velotuchia, you're not going to survive in the world to come either. Armalei Velomazah, he said, why not? Armalei the little boys, Mikol Chabani, he didn't want to have kids. Chizkio didn't have kids. Armalei said, Loma Baina, Armalei Loma, little boys, Mikol Chabani. Yeshua asked him, why don't you have children? Armalei said, Chizkio answered, Chamis, I see the Anamekayim Baris Shia. I'm going to have a son who's an evildoer. Begin Kach, little boys, Mikol Chabani, that's why you don't have any kids. Armalei said, Yeshua said, stop, Brati, marry my daughter. Maybe between the two of us we'll produce a good guy. Nevertheless, he didn't get a good progeny. They just got a lousy son. That's in Menashe. He was a vessel whose vessels themselves are no good. Omar Leisa, he said, Chizkio said to Yeshua, Lo loch anashama, I'm not listening to you that I'm going to die. Any kofetz elamash amliz kena, go only jump to that which my elder Zeta, my grandfather said to me. Imis the chalovas kashim, you see difficult dreams. Oches yoenes kashim are difficult visions. So then, kofetz shlosh advarim, jump to three things. By needs, so you'll be saved. Then, what are the three things which you have to jump? Tfilo, it's Dakar and Shuba. Ushlosh and Pasuk Echon, all three in one Pasuk. They say from this. My nation, who my name is upon them, they submitted themselves by Spalo, they dive in Zutfila. By Vakshupana, they question my countenance, Zutstaka, that Staka. Like it says, Anibet Sedek Echseponecha, I'm going to with Sedaka see if can behold your countenance. As boy, I'm going to be satiable, keats in wakefulness, Tunasaka, your image. Vishumidakim, Aroim, they're going to return from their evil pathways, Zutchuba. In most came they did smart Ksitan was to say subsequently, I'm going to hear from the heavens, I'm going to forgive their sins, I'm going to hear the land. Turned over to start davening. The Chesivit says, turns his face to the mouth of the wall, to which wall did he turn his eyes? To the wall of Rochav of the Zaino, the prostitute, when they entered Eretz Yisrael. It says, Ki beisa bekir hachoyma. Her house was in the wall of the wall. And she dwelt in the wall. But Omar Lefonav, so Chizkiyo said, Ribbon Kolomim. Rochav Shtena Pasha Sitzila Lach. Rachab sold to save the two Meravim. For that you saved her whole family from destruction. So therefore me, Kamen Fashas Yitzal, she saved two souls, see many souls that she saved for you, so too it should be for us. Although you'll see that's not what it says, Vaivon, Narima, Maraglim, the spies came, Yotius Rachab, Espace of Via, they took Rochav and her father's house into safe area. Ves Mishpach, Ves Imah, and her mother, Ves Ochel, and her brothers, Ves Koshel, everything she had, Ves Komish B'chosel, all of her families, Hotziu, they took out, and Yichum L'chutz Ma'achanei Yisrael, and they put them outside the camp of Israel. Tayashim, Yichai, Shem, Chai says, Afilo, Mish B'chosel, Masayim, Anoshim, even if she had 200 members of her family, and these 200 people in turn turned and married into 200 other families, they would all be saved in the merit of Miriam, not Miriam, the merit of Rachav. Okay? So at both sides, if Rachav was saved two Meraglim, she got so much reward. At both sides, her forefathers, Shlomo and David, Shekir v'lechol kol gerim alolu, that they produce many, many gerim. Alas kama kama shidlis nam, she certainly should save my life. Rishmua bar Nachman Amar, Nosa enov, he lifted up his eyes, Bikira shol Shunamis, to the wall of the Shunamis, who said to Elisha, Nasano Elias, who said about Elisha, Nasano Elias Kirtan will make him a small second floor landing in the wall. I'm going to put in there a bed and a table and a chair and a lamp. Amar Lefanav said, Ribono Olami, Chizkiyahu said to Hashem, Master of the Universe, Shunamis kir achas osdash l'Elisha. She made one small wall for Elisha. Ve'chisos b'no echisos b'no, you gave her son life. Avosai, my forefathers, Shasul Chashvach said, they made you this glorious space of Mikdash. Alachas kama kama. How much more so? Shatitin li esnaf, she should give me my soul. He looked to the walls of the Beis Hamikdash. Betitam sifia sipam sipi. Now this is actually a negative pasuk, but here the pasuk, the Gemara is dashing it positively. They made their thresholds my threshold, and their doorpost my doorpost. Vakir b'neir b'neim, and the walls between me and them. This is referring to Bnei Adam, according to Chizkiyahu's interpretation of the pasuk in this tefillah. The Adam Gdolim are you, they're great people. They couldn't go up to the Har Habayis to daven all the time. But they daven in their house, but if they consider themselves yearning for the Beis HaMikdash, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ma'aleh Yichdi Spal Beis HaMikdash, Hakadosh Baruch Hu tributes them as if they daven in the Beis HaMikdash. So Avosai Shasul Chakosh Vachas said, my forefathers who arranged there be a Beis Hamikdash for everybody to focus on, Halas Kama Kama Shetitin Li Nafshi. You should give me my soul for sure. Rabbanan Ami, the rabbi say, Nasan Enu Bekilas Livo. He looked not to the physical walls, but to the walls of his heart. Shema says, May I, my eye, my innards, Ochila Kiros Libi, Homeli Libi Lo Achrish. I will yearn from the walls of my heart. My heart is a tremble. It will not be silent. Honor the front of the said, Rebbe Shoel Alamim. He said before Kodesh Baruch Hu, Zayt Yom Asayim Arbi Mishmonei Bani Shadasatabi. I went over all 248 limbs you gave me. Lo Matzati Im Tzatzi Shechasi Yoschob Echomem. I didn't get you angry in any one of them. So therefore, Alachas Kama Kama Tinosi Nafshi, you certainly should allow me to survive. So in fact, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed Chizkiyo to survive. Ksiv it says, Vayidvar Hashem Yishayahu Navi, Hashem said to show Lemoyt tell him the following, Lech Maitel Chizkiyo Nagid Ami, go to Chizkiyo, leader of my nation, Kor Ma Hashem Elokei David Avicha, so said God, the Lord of David, your father, Shamati Tzvila Secha, I heard your Tzvila, Rizati Masecha, I saw your tears, Hini Mosifa Yamech HaMetra Seh Shara, I tack on 15 years. Says the Gemara, Amalei, so he said, Kiduna Matale Achein, Yishayahu complained to Hashem. He said, before he said like this, Ukduna Malayachin, and now I'm going to have to say like this, it's not fair, you're making me change my story to Chizkiyo, right? Makes it, it's embarrassing. So says more, Amalei, and Yishayahu complained further, he said, it's not just embarrassing, I'm sorry, he says, Gava Rabu is a great man, Velesu Memti, Chizkiyo is not going to believe me. He's not going to believe that Kodesh Baruch Hu changes his mind. Says more on the contrary. So he said, on the contrary, Hashem said, "He's invon saginu." He's very humble. He'll believe you. Now only that, he knows that the gzera can change. Why? Because Ela dying lo yotza habarabir, because the sound is not going out in the city that he's going to die. So therefore, it can still be changed. Because it says, "Sure, not yet left." The chatzar hatichon of the inner courtyard. That's the way we read it, but that's the Cree. The ksivis or ir ksiv, he hadn't yet gone on to the city. So therefore, he had gone on to the city, so therefore, things could still change, and that's what Hashem said. Go back and tell him I've changed my decree. Alright, we'll have to stop here for today. That's the Dav Marav. But, Menashe. It's coming up. It's the next line. Actually, it's very cool tomorrow.